Chapter 25. Interstellar travel aboard a magic-powered ship was not something Charlie ever thought he'd be a part of. But as they traveled farther into space, he found himself marveling at the strange technology, whatever it was. Call it magic, call it science, it didn't matter, so long as he didn't suffocate or freeze to death in the inky void. As they distanced themselves from the verdant world on whose lone desert Charlie had managed to crash, he got a better look at the solar system in which they'd arrived so unexpectedly. It was exhilarating, despite the ordeal. Planets and their moons flew past as they moved at an incredible rate of speed. The suns at the center were a red dwarf and a yellow dwarf, each reasonably sized and locked in proximity by each other's pull. The yellow sun burned brighter, but that was to be expected, as red dwarfs typically had far less mass than other stars, as well as a greatly lowered rate at which they used their hydrogen stores. The orange glow of the combined stars was beautiful, and it reached all the way to the farthest of the dozen planets Charlie had managed to count. "We're moving so fast," he marveled. "Yet the ship doesn't even vibrate. There's not even a hum." "Me tell you, Captain Tour have many droop pushing ship. Very fast, but we go much more faster when out of system. Then we jump, most likely." "Faster?" "Oh, yes. It is only because of closeness of suns we cannot go full speed yet. Powers of them make Drukes weaker." "Is this some sort of kryptonite thing?" Charlie joked. "What is kryptonite?" "Nothing. Just a thing from home. There's a guy, and he has all these powers. But if he comes across a piece of his former planet, it saps his power." "Oh, then no, he's not kryptonite." "Didn't think so. He's sun, that lower power, not piece of planet." "Seriously?" "Drukes almost always from blue sun system. Blue make them develop push and pull powers more than others. That's why blue system's first to be invaded. Drukes valuable, very powerful, but not in war make way." Charlie found himself almost wanting to believe the odd creature's stories, at least part of them. Maybe there really were fuel sources in solar systems with blue stars. Blue giants burned at over 20,000 Kelvin. Blue giants could hit 40. There was a theory that even hotter suns were out there, blasting out radiation so intense it even surpassed blue and ultraviolet, but they had never actually been observed. Solar radiation. He mulled over the possibilities. Well, I suppose certain materials could absorb the rays and be used as a fuel source. Earth digs up liquefied dinosaurs and radioactive rocks, after all. These Drukes are probably the ones who know how to refine it, is all. He looked at the blue-skinned alien sharing his cell. "My guess is my buddy Tuk-Tuk here is just some hick who believes every tall tale he's told." "Hey, Tuk-Tuk, what about other kinds of stars?" he asked, wanting to test a theory. "Do they have powers too?" "Oh, yes. Red suns are very, very old. Slow fire in them, longevity. Them give deep life-fix power."
"Like healing?"
"Yes, and for to make things change shape."
"What, like turning a man into a dog?"
"Do not know what dog, but most powerful of Vislas from Red System could make change, yes."
"And you've seen this?"
"Seen? Of course not. Power man that strong no come to my world. But cousin have friend who know man who have turned into Fushkar when offended of Isla."
"A friend of a friend knew a guy," Charlie sighed. "Okay, cool. I see how it is. And I suppose yellow and white suns work differently as well?"
"You learning fast, Charlie."
"Yeah, well, Mama didn't raise no fool."
Charlie lay back on his cot and stared at the strangely illuminated ceiling, pondering what he could possibly do in the depths of space to make the situation better. Rika's locked up somewhere. We're in the middle of nowhere. And even if we could get free, I have absolutely no idea how to operate this tech. It's all based on mythology and bullshit, though I'd love to know the science behind it. These guys are light years ahead of us in propulsion tech and shielding design, he thought, looking out the invisible window. For now, I guess I just watch and learn. He lay down on his bunk and closed his eyes, exhausted from his ordeals.
Soon he was drifting off into a shallow sleep.